Maryland joins Virginia in raising smoking age to 21. What do cigarettes, jewel points, rolling papers, and nicotine-free vape juice all have in common? Starting October 1st, they will be all considered tobacco products in Maryland, and you'll have to be at least 21 to buy them. House Bill 1169 and its corresponding Senate Bill 895 will raise the smoking age in Maryland to 21, as well as reclassify all vape products and accessories as tobacco products regardless of their nicotine concentration. Vendors will still be able to sell tobacco products to active duty service members who are at least 18 with military IDs. Vapes have become a serious issue in schools, where their popularity has shot up in recent years. Usage of vapes by high school students nearly doubled last year, increasing from 11% in 2017 to almost 21% in 2018, according to the United States Surgeon General. While vapes are popular among adults trying to quit smoking, they still present the risk of nicotine addiction. Though the studies of their long-term effects are lacking, vapes have been deemed dangerous for children by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Under this bill, selling tobacco products without a license could result in fines up to $1,000 and or 30 days imprisonment. Licensed retailers who sell to people younger than 21 could face a $300 fine for their first offense, $1,000 for their second offense within 2 years of the first, and $3,000 for the third offense within 2 years of the second. The bill also authorizes the Maryland Department of Health to use people younger than 21 to conduct unannounced inspections of tobacco products retailers. Davin Farmer, a store supervisor at Vape 180 in Annapolis, Maryland, said he's experienced similar sting operations working at gas stations, but never at his vape shop. Farmer said this practice could potentially work, maybe kind of as a scare tactic. Maybe a once here and there one kind of thing. I wouldn't make it a normal everyday kind of occurrence, he said. In the other 11 states, including Virginia, as well as District of Columbia, the age to purchase tobacco has been raised to 21, according to Tobacco Free Kids. Delaware and Pennsylvania are among other states considering this change. Julia Senchen Sankey, a postdoctoral fellow with the National Institute of Health, while researching her doctoral dissertation at the University of Maryland, Chen Sankey said that she found sweet vape flavors can act as gateway into other tobacco products for young users. High school students make up the largest group of vape users in the United States, with sweet flavors like fruits and desserts being the most popular with young users, Chen Sankey explained. While this bill will likely reduce the number of vaping high school students, Chen Sankey said restrictions on sweet flavors and marketing could further aid in preventing underage usage. Chen Sankey explained that even in products labeled nicotine-free, some traces of the chemical might still be present, or the packaging could be mislabeled. She said that the broad tobacco products classifications put in place by this bill would ensure that consumers are aware of their health risk of vaping regardless of what they are purchasing. A pair of failed bills this sessions, House Bill 1185 and Senate Bill 708, would have restricted vape packaging to exclude cartons, teen mascots, and other imagery deemed appealing to children. I'd like to see the vapor industry keep growing as it has. There's honestly not a place in Maryland You can go without seeing a vape shop nowadays. They're everywhere, Farmer said.